I'm so excited about the six guests that are with me today. Six people with amazing stories and six red chairs ready to share with you the one idea, one strategy, one solution to help you move forward and win in this life. Now, we're not talking about your ordinary life. We're not talking about just the good life. We're talking about living your best life. You see, the flowers in your garden won't grow without some rain. We won't grow as people without at least a little rain or struggle, as you hear me say it so often. Dr. Reuben West and the amazing group of people that are with me today, they're going to help you walk through those challenges in a way that puts your feet solidly planted on the path to living your best life. Are you ready? I'm Damon Davis. This is One on One. We'll be right back. Dr. West, I want to welcome you back to the program. You are no stranger to One-on-One.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad to be here, and I'm glad to be here with these individuals.
Well, I want to get right into the pages of this book by getting right into the stories, and I think the best place to get started is to introduce who our amazing guests are on this program. Kimberly, if I can start with you.
All right. Well, my name is Kim Schimmel. I am a life leadership coach, but I'm also a purchasing manager, a single mom of two young children. Life is great.
And you're one of the authors of this
book.
Yes,
I am. Yes, I am.
Demetra, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I am a certified coach and a career strategist. I specialize in transitions.
And you're also an author in the book.
Yes, I am.
Josh.
I'm Josh Rios, as well as an author in this book. I also like to speak. I'd love to coach.
Welcome to Atlanta.
Thank you. It's my first time here.
John McClung.
I'm John McClung. I am a preacher's kid out of Long Beach, California. I am also not only a one-time author, I'm a three-time author.
Congratulations.
I get a chance
to
be
in. Give it up for you right now.
Exactly.
That's amazing. And
I also have a Christian apparel line. I am a Testimony Clothing.
Oh, you do.
So I stay busy, and I'm a black belt speaker.
Tracy Ward, welcome.
Thank you, Damon. I am Tracy Ward. I hail from Topeka, Kansas. And I've gone through many struggles in my life, and I'm on the winning side.
All right.
And so I am just glad to be here with my fellow co-authors and black belt speakers.
That's so awesome. You have a beautiful smile.
Thank you.
Everyone has got such a, y'all look so happy.
Yeah.
But you didn't start there, did you?
No.
You didn't start there.
Absolutely
no.
Not.
Through this book, on program one and now program two, story after story after story of struggle and triumph. It's absolutely amazing. And I think that for anybody who's trying to figure out how to work through struggle in the business, struggle in their relationship, struggle in their health, that's a big topic.
Big topic.
Struggle in really in any area of their life. My goodness, to be able to experience what someone else did, discover how they think, the steps that they took, to walk through, to get through that tunnel, that really is the best place to learn, isn't it?
Exactly, and here's why. There's a lot of things that people go through that they pass on to us. When we were younger, we didn't know that fire was hot, and we didn't have to get burned to learn it because somebody who knew that it was hot told us about it. And in this book, they go through some very serious things, and they give you the strategies to overcome it so that even as you're in the midst of it, you're getting the answer so that you don't have to try and figure it out on your own. That's why I love the stories in this book and the people that wrote it.
Kim,
yeah.
I want to start with you. Talk to me.
I spent a lot of time wasted on worrying about what other people thought of me. To the point where it kept me from really living my best life.
If I get this book, what am I going to find when I read your story? What is it going to tell me? What's it going to walk me through? Let's start there.
Well, at first, you know, I'd like to say that I wanted to be a photographer, and I had an opportunity to go to the Colorado Art Institute, but I thought it was too far away to go, and I was fearful of leaving home and fearful of moving away and moving out of state. And what it would do to my family or what my parents would think. And so I have to live with the regret of what if I did go?
Yeah.
What would I be doing now?
Yeah.
Would I be the professional photographer that I wanted to be? And that's one of the things that I talk about in the book, that I don't want someone to go to the end of their days to have regret on not stepping out on faith and taking those chances to make a better life for themselves.
Well, that's profound. So many people are living someone else's life.
Exactly.
Walking out someone else's dreams.
Exactly.
Rather than what God placed inside of them.
Mm-hmm.
I believe we were all uniquely designed, crafted for a purpose, that there was something placed inside of us.
Yes.
To unleash in this world.
Mm-hmm.
But we live in fear.
Yes.
We worry too much about what other people think. And it's kind of funny. It's after we get older, after we kind of move away and apart from what the rest of the world thinks about us, that we do say that to ourselves. My God, why did I let so much time pass? Why did I not strike while it was hot? Why did I let someone else's opinion weigh so heavily upon my decision making?
Yeah.
But it's never too late, is it?
No, it's not.
What did you discover?
Well, one thing I discovered was you have to be open to the journey. And that's what I talk about in the book, is being open to the journey. And when Dr. Reuben West came to me and he asked me, are you living your best life? And with tears in my eyes, I struggled to say, no, I'm not. I'm not living my best life,
mm-hmm.
but I want to start today.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
And so I started working with him to help me overcome that fear and overcome the way I felt about myself, because there was a fear of rejection.
Got it.
And some of the setbacks and the struggles and the failures that I've been through. I had labeled myself as being a failure, not good enough.
Yeah.
Feeling incomplete.
Got it.
But see, part of my message that I tell people all the time is that you are complete. You have everything you need. You were put here uniquely by God with everything you need. You have it. It's within you, it's around you, and it's available to you.
Boy, that's powerful. That's good. Demetra, I imagine that you have a story of your own.
Oh, yes, I do.
You talk about it in the book. Let's walk through some of that.
Well, my story is pretty much based on meeting people where they are in regards to their hardships, because people feel like they're alone, Damon, and they're not. And then they don't want to tell anybody.
Yeah.
And when I was in that dark place, dealing with the loss of my business and worrying about what everybody else thought of me, I didn't think God existed for a minute.
Wow.
Like, I really lost all my faith, and I was in the darkest place I've ever been in my life.
Yeah. Depressed?
Right.
Discouraged?
Destitute. I just felt low. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to tell anybody because I was fearful of what everybody would think. And for every audience member out there listening to us today, I want you to understand that people like us are here because we've been there.
Yeah.
We've overcome those obstacles.
Sure.
And there is a way out. There is hope, as long as you have one thing.
Yeah.
And that's your faith. You have to continue to have your faith, regardless to where you are in your life.
Or what you've been through.
Right.
A lot of people find their identity in the thing that they do.
Right.
And a lot of business owners who have a business that's failing.
Right.
They're scared to death, thinking, all right.
Right.
I am defined by that thing that I've done.
Exactly.
And if that thing that I've done that defined me goes away, who am I?
Exactly.
Is that where you were?
Exactly.
What'd you discover?
I discovered that I could do anything as long as I continue to have my faith and believe in God. I had realized that God had a bigger plan for me.
Yeah.
And my grandmother used to say, if you tell God your plan, he's going to laugh because he has a bigger one for you. It really came to fruition at that time in my life.
Wow.
T.D. Jakes said, God blesses in seeds, but we're out looking for trees. And it didn't dawn on me how profound that was until you start to think about, we're looking for these big, miraculous things in our lives, and the seeds are already there.
That's right. That's right. So profound. Josh?
Yes, sir.
What do you have to say to a guy over here who's struggling?
Just dive in the book. We're giving you the tools, but what it really is, it's up to that person to find what they want in themselves, find out who they are.
Yeah.
Because I can give you a tool, but if you don't know what to do with it, what's the use?
That's good.
I haven't been through anything traumatic per se, but we all have struggles, right? We all have things we need to fight through. We all have things we strive to be. And just remember that you were put on this earth for a reason.
I'm glad you said that, because it's not always about the struggle, you know. In fact, there's a lot of people watching right now that are doing okay. Life's okay. Bank account's okay. But they know there's more. They get up every day and they ask the question, okay, life's okay, but is it my best life? Question you asked. What do you say to that?
What I say to that is, what do you want your best life to be? The answers are all within you.
Is success, therefore, a different definition for different people?
For everybody.
In your experience?
Yeah, that's what I see. Is it's different for everybody. To somebody, the best life may be just able to wake up, make breakfast for their daughter, kiss their family goodbye, go to work. To somebody, it's money. We all want something more. And that's why we're here, right?
Amen to that.
This is what I like about Josh, because one of the things he said to me before was that, Reuben, the reason a lot of people don't achieve what they want is because they haven't been squeezed, right? See, he said that you had taken orange and you can cut it and juice will run out. But the way to get the most juice out is, he said, you have to squeeze it. Ooh. Right? Now, here's the thing. People like Demetra and Kim, life squeezed them. But Josh is saying that if nothing is wrong with you, if you want to get the most out, you have to squeeze yourself.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
That means that I've got to be asking myself the hard questions.
Yes.
Is that like a personal inventory?
It is like a personal inventory, but here's the problem. Most of the people take inventory of what they already have, and they don't take inventory of what's actually available to them. And that's why in the book, we ask questions. Each author asks questions, because they're going to ask questions that you wouldn't normally ask, because it's not something you think to ask. And when they ask it, that squeezes you.
John, were you the squeezed or the squeezer? Tell us your story.
A combination of both. You know, when you come in a family that is spiritually based, especially being a PK and being the oldest son, and PK is a preacher's kid, you sometimes are already given an assignment based on who you're following.
That's the truth.
That happened to me. But something wanted me to have my own voice. I became a prodigal son. You know, I left home at 18. I wanted a piece of the world because all I grew up in was the church.
Got it.
So sometimes you can be burnt out in certain things that you're doing and you want to get away from it.
Right.
And I had to learn that lesson in so many different ways, which allowed me to share what I'm sharing today, because there's a lot of things that I failed in. You know, I failed in relationships, I failed in business, you know, but the one thing that I understood, that my foundation allowed me and placed me in a position to never forget where I came from.
Wow.
Because even the prodigal son came to his senses when we talk about the mind.
Yeah.
He came to his senses and knew that if he went home, that he would actually become the person that he was supposed to be. And it's built into the DNA. What I do is built into my DNA. I'm divinely natural ability of what I'm supposed to do.
Finding ourselves is important, isn't it?
It's extremely important, because once you do, when you fall in line with your natural assignment, your natural ability, your natural thought process as far as helping others, it places you in the position of purpose so that you can change lives, impact lives, and add value.
Tracy, do you believe we all have an assignment?
I believe we're all created with an assignment placed in us. And I believe that circumstances in life shape our mindset and our thinking about who we are and what it is we should be doing. And there are times in your life when things are attached to you. And I believe it was Dr. Maxwell Maltz in his book, Psycho-Cybernetics, that talks about the things that are burned into our psyche and the things that are present. It's said by a person of authority, said with force, something that's said over and over. And for me, in the fifth grade, I was told by a fifth grade teacher that I would never amount to anything.
My goodness.
Oftentimes, as children even, we believe in those people that are placed in our lives to protect us, to teach us. And so when that was said to me, it latched itself to me.
Sure.
And I spent years and years and years not believing that I was enough.
Wow.
That I wasn't pretty enough. That I wasn't smart enough. And I'm sure that there's somebody out there listening to us that has been told at some point in your life that you weren't good enough. But for me, I made many, many mistakes in life, trying to find. I was looking for love in the wrong places, and I can share it now. Mm-hmm. I had 3 kids by 3 different men mm-hmm. because I was looking for love in all the wrong places, sure. searching for something that I never knew for such a long time. I had it all the time.
Wow.
Happiness is an inside job.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah.
It's an inside job.
It's an inside job.
Wow. And we're running around looking for happiness, and it's, you know, it's on the inside.
Wow. It's a lot of people that have been wronged. Something's happened to them. Something negative spoken over through their life. Things that, Tracy, so powerful, how you said it, that things that have attached themselves to us. And I believe that those things that have attached themselves to us can become roadblocks, things that we have to hurdle, overcome.
Mm-hmm. Each one of those things become a weight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so we wanted a strategy to be able to release those things. And I think the way you find that out is you find from other people, how were they able to handle the weight? How were they able to carry the weight? And then how were they able to release the weight? And that's what I thought they did an excellent job at doing when they told their story in the book. Because it's so profound to think that after she experienced what she experienced, she could stand up and now say, wait, I'm enough.
Yeah.
Like, you have everything you need, either within you, around you, or available to you.
Yeah. I want to be inspired.
Yeah.
You know? I want to be motivated.
Yes.
I want to be encouraged. Mm-hmm. I want to be reminded that what I dreamed that I could be when I was small is still yet possible. Mm-hmm. I want to know that there is no limitation except the limitation that I place on myself. Josh, am I going to find that in here?
Yes, you are. We're put on this earth creators. And then society kind of molds us into something else. And there are a few of us like Ruben, like yourself, like Kim, like Demetra, who go their own way still, who've gone outside that glass ceiling. They've broken through. And I think that's important. That's the most important to me. Mm-hmm.
That's good, broken through. So we're not just trying to get to a certain place or level. We're trying to get through.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
That means you got to be dedicated.
Yes.
That means you got to go into that fight believing that you're not going to come out of it until you win. Tracy, has that been your attitude?
That has truly been my attitude. Once I discovered that I was enough, that I had had it all the time. And then when I looked around and I realized that there were women just like me, young girls just like me that hadn't discovered. It's almost like what I've heard Dr. West say, you know, if you had the cure for cancer, who would you tell?
Right.
You tell everybody. Mm-hmm.
From the mountaintop.
From the highest mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's been my plight now. I can't stop because there was a time in my life where my pain pushed me, but mm-hmm. now my destiny pulls me.
Oh, mm-hmm. yeah.
And so.
Also funny. Y'all just throw out these one-liners. And run up so fast. I'm still trying to catch up. Say that again.
I tell you, it was my pain that pushed me. But now my destiny pulls me.
My God, brother.
That's powerful, isn't it?
Destiny pulling you.
It's yes. pulling me.
That I got a vision when you said
that. It won't let me quit.
It won't let you. Mm. I just saw whatever that thing is.
Mm. Yes.
You know, that invention, that business, that song, that art, that idea, that strategy, that family. There's something pulling us.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is a destiny pulling you.
Yeah.
Mom will start preaching.
Well, and listen, she got it from a mental shift.
Wait. So say that.
She had a mental shift. See, the eyes are useless when the mind is blind.
Yes. Hmm.
But because she had a mental shift, that was the change. She had a belief. It changed her belief system.
All right, time out. So I'm sorry.
Yes.
So what's happening then? I want to go back to something.
Yes.
If she had to have a mental shift,
yes.
That means that something had to get in the way of her thinking.
Interrupt her thinking pattern.
Okay, so real quick, for people watching, is that happening for people? Is there like something in front of people that's
yes.
causing them to not be able to see vision around? They say visionaries are the ones who can see what's around the bend.
Yes.
right?
Yeah.
So you have to see. You're saying there's something in front of us that's keeping us from being able to see.
Yeah, absolutely. And usually it's, number one, our perception of ourselves. Number two, the people that we're hanging around. And number three, the things that have happened in our past.
Mm.
Those three things act like blinders on a horse. You know, when a horse is racing, they put blinders on them. So because there's all these things going on and they don't want you to be distracted. Now, here's the thing. The enemy puts blinders on us.
Give us an example.
Well, just what I told you, the things that's happened in your past. She was blinded by the fact that she said she had 3 children by 3 different fathers because she was searching for happiness outside of herself. Mm. And as long as he could keep her thinking that she wasn't enough, thinking that she was wrong for the things that she had done in her past and that she could never get over it, as long as he could keep her thinking that you don't deserve forgiveness, even of yourself, for yourself or by yourself, then he's going to keep her going in that direction.
And you won't be able to see around the bend.
But no way possible.
We limit ourselves, don't we?
Yes, we do.
We have limited thinking. We have limited mindsets. Many times, if we could only see what the Master sees. God doesn't see limitation.
No.
God didn't create you to be limited. He didn't create you to live the limited life. Is God limited?
No.
Oh, no. God knows no boundaries. There is no limits to God's imagination or His vision. And if it's true, Dr. West, what the Bible said, which is that He created us in His image and in His likeness, He created us. Mm-hmm. And if He planted us in that garden and He said, have dominion over it.
Yeah.
Dominion's a strong word, isn't
yes.
it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
Then it stands to reason. If God would be creating us with such power, such ability, all of hell would want to stand in the way of us unleashing on this world what God decreed in us to be birthed in it. Mm-hmm. Did I get it right, somebody?
Got it. Yes, you did.
Can somebody shout? Yeah. Yeah. Isn't that why you wrote the book, ladies and gentlemen?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, it is.
That you want people to discover perhaps what they do not know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Be broken. Yeah, and discover it from our awakening.
Yes.
You can't be what you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we illuminate that for you, it changes the way you see it. And so we want to show you how we were making mistakes, how we were thinking wrong, how we were judging ourselves or not thinking we were good enough or comparing ourselves to other people. There is no comparison. The cat never compares itself to a dog. It's just a cat.
Right.
Yet we go around comparing ourselves to all these other people and all the things they do, and we were created for a specific reason. And if we think it's their reason, we keep trying to do what they're doing. But here's the brilliance of it, Damon. Anybody who makes anything, let's say a person who's going to make an engine, they never make a part that doesn't fit on the engine.
Isn't that the truth?
They never make a part that's not necessary. Now, if God made us for a reason, He didn't make us to not be necessary. Our job is to discover and uncover why we were made. And once you do that, you'll find your gift. And here's the thing. You can be fired from a job, but you can't be fired from your gift.
Boy, that's powerful.
Yeah.
I think the Bible says that the calling of God and the gifts of God are without repentance.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
As I would define that or explain that, whatever God planted in you doesn't go away.
Right.
Right.
Just because you haven't seen the manifestation of it.
Right.
Doesn't mean that it's disappeared.
Right. And so the main thing is mastering that mindset that each of us talk about in the book.
Well, I am just, lack of a better word, delighted that you've come together like you have. You know, I want advice from somebody who's walked the journey. Mm-hmm. I want somebody to tell me what to do who's been there. And here we have show one and show two. A throng of people with different experiences and different backdrops and different ways of thinking, different ways of living, different experiences, different struggles, but all of them in one accord, all of them in agreement on this, that it's never too late.
Never.
That we have within us the ability to live the best life, that from Him comes all things.
Mm-hmm.
And I would submit every single one of you and every single one of the other people on the earlier show all said the same thing too, that nothing is going to happen unless people decide that they're going to take action.
Yep.
You feel it. Is this all there really is? Is this what your life was meant to be? The reality is we have the potential to tap into a way of living, higher thinking, better living than you've ever known. This is what we call the best life. Dr. Reuben West and his black belt speakers that I sat with today and that you saw in this program, they are ready to lead us into living our best life possible. In this inspirational guidebook that you saw here today, Live Your Best Life, Dr. Reuben West will show you how you can overcome life's greatest adversities and experience the best life that God has to offer you. Each chapter features a true-to-life story of triumph and transformation, the kind of transformation that you need today. From broken relationships to ruined finances to negative diagnoses in our bodies, these are real stories from real people who've discovered the power of a real God that is going to meet your needs just like they did theirs in a place of your greatest need. As you read this book, you're going to gain a holy boldness and a power to make those changes in your life, to experience the life you've always wanted. You're also going to get the companion DVD. It's a training series in which Dr. West and his team share the practical steps that you can take beginning right now, today, to reclaim and rebuild your life into the best life that God has in store for you. The entire video series, it's four parts that you can use to revolutionize your life, or look, give it to somebody as a gift that you know is wanting to experience the power and the joy and the peace and the boldness and the promises that God has for them too. But that's not all. I want to share with you my entire full-length interview with Dr. West and these amazing black belt instructors. It's hard to limit an entire hour into 22 minutes like you saw today. But I know that you're going to be blessed when you hear and watch each of the dynamic and powerful steps and solutions and principles that these women and these men, they shared with me. I'm talking about wisdom and the insight that they've gained in their own journey that's going to help you discover yours. I promise you, it's yours today for your gift of only $35 or more. It's my desire to share with you the best and the brightest of people who have strategies and solutions that really work, and then to put into your hands tools and resources and materials that'll make the difference in your life. This is one thing that I know will make a difference in your life today. I'm going to ask you to call. Your seed allows me to get something to you, and then together we're able to get these amazing stories from these amazing people to the world. You know, nothing's going to change until you make a difference by making one change in your life that can change everything else, and that begins with one simple call. We love you. God loves you. We appreciate you. We value you. We believe in you. See you next time right here on One-on-One. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for joining us on our One-on-One broadcast. For more information about the guests and products you heard about today, please visit our website at damondavis.com.